Thank you, Carl. Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Bluff the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Honor from Portland, Oregon.
Hey, Honor, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
I like that name, Honor.
Thank you.
Do you have sisters named Chastity and Charity and Mercy?
No, thank heavens I don't.
Really? I've always liked that sort of virtue naming. Has that been hard to live up to in your life?
I've stopped trying.
Really?
Oh, good for you.
Oh, well, welcome to the show, Honor. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Honor's topic?
Just when you thought airline travel couldn't get any worse.
The airlines are charging for check bags, for pillows. This week we read about a possible new nightmare in air travel that could make those annoyances seem like the height of luxury. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories with even more potential bad news for frequent flyers. Choose the real story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Yes, I am.
First up, let's hear from Tom Baudette.
When you gotta go, go Frontier Air. The well-worn slogan of the Denver-based air carrier might have to be flushed as the airline announced this week that it will be eliminating lavatories on all flights less than 2 hours long. While not one of the larger airlines, Frontier has led the industry in cost-cutting measures. The first to eliminate in-flight meals, snacks, refreshment, and movies, they have also been charging for luggage for 2 years and based their seat size on the body outlines of a 12-year-old gymnast. The large carriers have all adopted Frontier's previous efficiencies, so we can soon look forward to bulging bladders on regional flights across the land. Frontier COO Selga Charis explained that maintaining lavatories on their planes costs the company $4 million a year, and, she adds, our traditionally small seat sizing might actually help passengers to squeeze their knees tightly together if they must.
Losing the restrooms and the short hops and Frontier, your next story of another hassle with air travel comes from Roxanne Roberts.
If the Department of Homeland Security has its way, soon you'll be wearing a magical electronic bracelet during flight, which serves as a boarding pass, personal ID, luggage monitor, and, but only in an emergency, an electronic shock device more powerful than a taser. Lampard Less Lethal, Inc., which created the Electromuscular Disruption Safety Bracelet, has caught the eye of DHS's Paul Runwald, who wrote the feds are psyched to get it on passenger planes ASAP. Now, I know what you're thinking. What if I get accidentally zapped? The Canadian company says the bracelets will only be activated in a hijacking when a crew member will point a laser at the offenders and only the bad guys. It's as simple as shooting fish in a barrel, screaming, moving fish at 35,000 feet. There, don't you feel better about that?
Bracelets, which are harmless unless they're used to incapacitate you on your flight. Your last story of something that will make going to the airport even less exciting comes from Charlie Pierce.
People used to laugh when it was suggested that America's airlines would charge for air if they could. They're not laughing anymore. Great Lakes Airlines, a commuter chain serving northern Minnesota, northern Wisconsin, and upper Michigan, has installed coin-operated vent fans in the main cabins of the airplanes. Passengers now deposit 25 cents into a slot on the armrest for a half hour of air blown onto them by the small tubular fans above their heads. In addition, the airline will charge passengers a $10 rental fee for the oxygen masks above the seat. The money will be refunded upon landing if the masks have not been necessary. We think we can clear somewhere near $500,000 a year, said Great Lakes President Duncan Mason. Air is important to everyone who flies, I think.
Let's review your choices. You might well find one of these things on a flight that you take in the near future. It could be, if you're on Frontier Air, no bathroom if the flight's short enough. It could be a bracelet around your wrist, which is perfectly harmless unless they decide that you need to be immobilized with an electric shock. Or it could be a little coin slot where you put in a quarter to get air blown on you if you like that kind of luxury. Which of these things is the real story of an innovation in air travel?
Well, they all sound really likely with the recent history of air travel, but I'm going to go with the Frontier Airlines.
Really? You think, yes, Frontier Airlines is going to be eliminating the bathroom and the short flights?
Yes.
They'll save all that weight and all that trouble, all that expense. That's your choice?
Yes, it is.
Okay. That's Tom's story. Well, to bring you the real story, we spoke with an expert, namely Patrick Smith, who's an airline pilot and the author of Salon.com's Ask a Pilot column. Here he is.
I think crew members would be interested in this bracelet for times when passengers are kicking the seats in front of them or slamming their tray tables up or starting to chatter away on their cell phones while the plane is screaming down the runway.
I'm sorry, but as you have figured out, Roxanne had the real answer, the one about this plan to issue us all with immobilization bracelets. I'm so sorry, but you did earn a point for Tom for his frighteningly realistic story. I have to say, you know, Tom laid that out for me before the show, and I said, well, that's not going to get picked. Nobody would ever believe that the airlines would eliminate the toilets and the flights, but clearly I haven't flown enough recently.
Scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You believe that. Well, I'm sorry you didn't win, but you didn't earn a point for Tom, and it was great to have you on the show.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use...